isn't. Are you okay? Hey, you're shaking so bad. What's going on? Come on, you know you can tell me anything. Okay, well, if you don't want to tell me what happened, can we lay back down? You grabbing me like that really surprised me, you know? I was having a really nice dream, too. It's okay, I'm joking. You come first, even if the dream was a good one. Now, are you going to tell me what happened? It's embarrassing, so that's why you don't want to talk about it. Well, hey, can't be that embarrassing. It is? Alright, if you say so. Are you gonna keep grabbing onto my shirt like that? And now you're acting like a complete baby. But I suppose I can take that as a yes. No, I don't mind at all. Actually, I've grown to really like it. You know, before I met you, I was always adverse to physical touch. I don't know, I think it might be because I never received a lot of physical affection growing up from family or friends. So, when I met you, and realized that your primary love language is physical touch, I had a bit of trouble adjusting. Now I take comfort in it. You are not the most verbal, you know. You know, this actually reminds me of the first night we spent together. You probably don't know this because you were dead asleep, but, well, on the first night we ever spent together, I woke up in the middle of the night and I needed a drink of water. However, when I tried to get out of bed, you clung onto me really tightly. You did. Yes, you really did. I never ended up getting that drink of water, but hey, not complaining. I've grown to take comfort in your affection, and I find it adorable. Like I said, you're not the most verbal when you show affection, so whenever you hug me or kiss me or anything of the sort, I just find it comforting. So, are you going to tell me what's wrong? Well, I had no idea you were still upset by that. Look, I know that spat we had blew a little out of proportion, but trust me, I would never break up with you for something as small and insignificant as that. No, I wouldn't. Look, I'm sorry we didn't get the opportunity to talk about this, but I thought it was water under the bridge. I mean, what happened was just a normal disagreement. Not the end of the world, but I didn't take your feelings into account when drawing that conclusion, and I'm really sorry. Yes, I promise I'm not mad. If I was mad, trust me, I would not be sleeping next to you. Disagreements are normal, but something I've always admired about you is despite being relatively quiet, you're not afraid to voice your opinion. I know that in this case, it took a little while, but whenever we had disagreements in the past, we always communicated with one another, and I really, really appreciate that. It's something I've always valued and appreciated in our relationship. Yes, we can cuddle until we fall asleep. I don't mind whatsoever. Not at all. I love you.